Pretty sweet. Oh.
Yeah. Did you plug in?
Yep.
You're plugged in now. Okay, you're good. I was like, oh. Huggies, huggies. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 359 of On the Rocks, the show that pairs video games and other stuff with their perfect drink. This is your host Kyle, and joining me today are my pint-sized pals, Dave and Amy. Today's main topic is going to be our volume one of what I want to start calling Demo Derby. And it's where we talk about demos, but it's going to be a little different from our coverage of Steam Next Fest, which we've done a couple times, where we only highlight maybe one or two, and bad demos are not off limits. I feel like it'd be kind of interesting if we actually would occasionally bring in a demo that we checked out and it was not, maybe we had high hopes for it and it just turned out to not be so great. I played Gollum a few months ago and don't remember enough to really talk about it tonight, but that would be an example.
You talk about it so much.
As always, you can email us at podcastotr@gmail.com if you guys have any ideas for future Inca pop culture pairings, as well as questions, thoughts about our show. First, Amy, how's it going? I feel like it's been a little while since you've been on the show.
Yeah, a little bit. And last time we didn't have this little spiel. So, you know, things are like super laid back in my house. My twins are here.
Yay.
Super early.
Yay.
Which is why it is absolutely not laid back in my house. They are on two separate sleep schedules right now. And that is horrendous, in case you're wondering.
They don't just like nap at the exact same time all the time because they're twins.
No. They also don't eat at the exact same time, which was kind of nice in the beginning because we had them on a schedule. And now they were in the NICU for a while, so they had speech therapy, which makes people really confused.
Eat therapy.
But, yes, they technically eating therapy, but now we're supposed to like let them drive the ship and feed them when they're hungry, and it is not at the same time ever.
Oh boy!
And one of them eats a lot better. One of them is really fussy. But it's so wonderful. Needless to say, I have no idea what day it is.
Yeah.
I have no idea what day it is. And
it's going to be like that for a few months, probably.
That's okay. I don't go back to work until Memorial Day week. So,
nice.
Yeah. No, not nice. I mean, it is. It's just since the babies are born so early, they're technically only 2 weeks old now because you go by their due date. So we can't like take them out still because
they're real fragile.
I just would love to get out, and I'm going to get out with a friend tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
My friend Gary is taking me out to lunch. What a guy.
Oh, Gare Bear.
What a Gary pal. But other than that, I have been playing a lot of Disney Dreamlight Valley still, and Helldivers 2.
Nice.
And, what a double feature.
Good game.
Yes. I hear that.
Very similar.
I hear you guys enjoy it too. And I started a new Elden Ring playthrough to prep for June. So that's been a lot of fun. I know, Dave, you're probably doing that too. Yeah.
Definitely. I know. I've put 300 hours into it since the release.
I feel like I actually have done that, actually.
But you're probably close.
Probably close. But I started a new build, which ended up being the exact same build I've done two other times for this game. So that's great.
Oh, that's a Skyrim experience.
Yeah.
Yep. I tried. I said, I'm going to do this one different.
You had the intention to do something different, and you didn't. Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't like that. So Back to magic it is, guys. Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, that's been my life. Dave, what about you?
Oh, you know, start a new job. It's super exhausting. But that's because I'm learning a lot, so that's good. We can live with that.
Yeah.
I guess. But video game wise, I've been playing Helldivers 2. Had a good night of that this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Played it for a long time. And I've been playing Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown. I think I've talked about that though on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And some demos. And some, I'm reading a book about guy who's a video game producer. It's called It's Not All Fun and Games. It's not on Goodreads. Like, I can't put it on my
letter.
Challenge.
How are all those disgusting kink books on Goodreads? But not
thank
that
God they
one.
Are though, because I have read all of them at this point.
like the woman who fell in love with a Tetris block or a pillow or
what?
A balloon animal.
Pillow.
I actually have the answer to that, because those are sold on Amazon.
Truth.
And the book I bought was sold on Limited Run Press, which is a little offshoot of Limited Run Games.
Is Amazon associated with Goodreads?
Mm-hmm. Like you can buy your books. You can buy books directly from their page just by clicking on like the title. So yeah,
that's fancy.
Yeah. So if it's not available on Amazon, which this is not currently, it will not be on Goodreads, which makes me sad because it fucks up my reading challenge.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. But it's a really good book, actually. I mean, like, the writing style is not the greatest because he's a better, you know, produced video games more so than writing. But it's interesting. And he produced games like NFL Blitz 2002 and
the
T2 arcade game ports to, like, Super Nintendo, Sega, and all this stuff.
What does producing mean in the video game vein, though?
That is actually what he answers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of everything.
Okay, because it's like producing with
getting
a movie
your team
is
to actually
like,
work.
Can mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Especially if you're talking about like executive producing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very fascinating, though.
Nice.
What's going on with you, Kyle?
I've been playing a lot of small games. It's pretty much just my way of still avoiding Dragon's Dogma 2. And so I last episode I talked about picking up Saviorless and Mini Shoot Adventures, and I beat both those games, which is kind of crazy. Saviorless wasn't as good as Mini Shoot Adventures. But I still enjoyed it for what it was. Just a pretty slow paced platformer with some puzzles and some light combat. But both games were talked about as being on the short side, so that was pretty much the reason why I picked them up. The art of Saviorless was really good, and so was the music, and it had some really challenging platforming sections later on in the game. But I don't know if that one story wise will stick with me. Mini Shoot Adventures, though, that game is a hoot. It is.
Yeah, describe that a little more for me.
It's basically like an open world. I mean, it's an open world dungeon crawler Metroidvania, but you play in the style of something like Asteroids, where you're the ship. You kill things, and it's really satisfying. When you kill things, they blow up, and they blow up into these little gems. And when you pick them up, they actually like fill a little jar, and it has this like ting 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 sound. And when that jar fills up, you level up, and then you can upgrade your ship, and you can make your firepower better, or your speed, or your stuff like that. And then you're just exploring this map and unlocking new abilities to let you go farther. And it is both, it's an interesting combination of being pretty chill and cozy, because I love bullet hell games. But it also, is challenging at times with just the amount of stuff you have to dodge, and so it's just a really good game that gives you a lot of options as far as how to play it, because you can play it on easy, you can play it on really challenging, and that you're rarely ever lost in the game. You're rarely ever lost, which I also enjoy in these Metroidvania type games, and Yeah, it was really an awesome experience.
Cool.
And I feel like nobody's talking about it, which is crazy. Mini Shoot Adventures is probably one of my favorite games I've played on the Steam Deck so far. Granted, I've only had it for about a year and a half, but still.
But of all the games, like...
All the games that, like, I mean, if you don't count stuff like Elden Ring, which I have on Steam Deck, but I like games...
But you didn't really play it on Steam Deck.
So, I mean, like, Dave the Diver and Dredge and Mini Shoot Adventure and, what was that? Sea of Stars. Like, those are...
Mm-hmm.
Octopath Traveler 2. Tier. Like, those are, those are top tier. But, should we talk about some demos? Amy, actually, before we get into those real quick, we love demos, right? I feel like that was the main reason why, not the main reason, but partially one of the main reasons why the 360 was such a killer console.
And I miss the 90s, like the late 90s, when Pizza Hut or Papa John's would like do the little promotions. You order like a large pizza and get a demo disc.
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable. Miss that shit.
It's a very risk-free way to check out games.
Really cool.
And I'm assuming making them is probably not ideal, especially for indie developers and stuff, but I've always been kind of curious as to why they're not more popular.
I think it's actually opposite. I think it's not ideal for AAA developers because it like disrupts their workflow, but for indies, they do it because a little more flexible in time, but they need a demo to actually prove themselves because they don't have a name yet, potentially.
Maybe, but also some of these games are not the longest, and if depending on how long the demo is, my first demo that I'm going to talk about, I've been replaying it, and the game's not even out yet, and I can't even think about what the full game's going to be like because it's insane.
Shit, why don't you start? What was that?
All right. The first one I want to talk about is a demo that I checked out in this most recent Steam Next Fest, which we actually didn't cover on the podcast, I don't think, in its entirety. And it's called The Land Beneath Us by Fairplay Studios. It is a strategic, turn-based, roguelike dungeon crawler. And so it's basically like Crypt of the Necrodancer, where you move on a grid. But instead of going to the beat, there's no beat, so whenever you move on a space, the enemies move, and usually they it's usually telegraphed on the board itself where they're going to attack, so you kind of know where to avoid. With smaller enemies, it's usually a square, but once you start fighting bigger enemies or bosses, they'll take out like a chunk of the grid that you're playing on. The cool thing about this game though is you're moving in four directions, and when you start picking up weapons, you assign a weapon for each direction. So you'll pick up stuff from like swords and spears to different guns that can maybe shoot two spaces ahead of you. But you assign them to a directional thing. So whenever you hit down, you're not only moving, but if you attack somebody, you attack with that specific weapon. And so there's a lot of different ways to build your character. And similar to something like Hades, at the end of each room, for the most part, you can choose where you go next, whether it's a room that has gold in it or a room that has a relic, which are kind of like the passive perks that your character has, whether it's healing you after every room or dealing extra critical damage or other cool things. And it is a demo that I picked up at the Steam Next Fest, I think in February, maybe, and I've put a couple hours into it, just replaying, because they give you up to the first boss, and I want to say that in the final build, there's maybe seven. I guess the game is kind of rooted in this Welsh mythology, but it has more, at least in the hub area, it's more of a sci-fi kind of style to it. The graphics are pixelated and really colorful. They're really bright, and at least the first level that you play, and it looks like hell, kind of. And the music is this kind of grungy rock a little bit, And I don't know. I'm having a blast with it. And it's a game that will frustrate me a lot of times because I will get in just a bad rhythm. And it's one of those games where you can take, and since it's not rhythm based like Crypt of the Necrodancer, you can just sit and look at the board and be like, okay, I need to not get caught in a corner by these things that are surrounding me. But there are still times when it feels like really hopeless and you get hit several moves in a row and it's tricky. But another thing Ooh. That I like, and the demo still has it also, is persistent upgrades, which I think make roguelikes way more appealing when...
Yes, I love the persistent
stuff. When you don't win, when you don't kill the boss, you still are unlocking currency that you can pump into your character to make the next run a little easier. So that's kind of what is getting me. I'll be like really distraught when I die to the boss, and I'll be like, oh man, I'm being able to make my character a lot better, so maybe this next time will be better. So I got it in February, been playing the crap out of it, but just last night, because I wanted to talk about it, I finally killed the boss and technically like completed the demo. But yeah, it took me a long time, and I think there are several bosses, and it's going to be kind of ridiculous. But yeah, the demo, the game's not out yet. I've been meaning to look up when it's coming out. The demo is still available on like the game that I'm going to talk about next, unfortunately. But yeah, this will definitely be one that I will be picking up just because of how much time I've just put into the demo itself. It's probably one of my more played games of the entire year on the Steam Deck, and it's a demo.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, The Land Beneath Us is cool.
Land Beneath Us. Cool.
Recommended.
Nice.
What about you, Amy?
Well, my first one is not nearly as exciting. It's called Cherry Tower, and it is just a pixely platformer trying to help a cherry get home.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute.
Oh, and also, before you get too far into it,
sure.
The demo is just for Steam, for my game. I forgot to mention that your demo is on PS5.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's really
yes.
Your bread and butter.
That's what I got. Yep. but it was a cute game. It's just platforming. Obstacles get more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You collect coins in order to get home, and if you die, all of your progress gets saved, but your timer just keeps going. So it's kind of nice, even though it saves it, but sometimes it sends you back to the beginning, which I think just might be an issue with the demo. But it was really cute. I don't think I'm going to purchase the game.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to purchase it, but I was looking for something easy that I could play like while I'm feeding itty bitty babies. So not the case for my next demo, but this one was just kind of super easy. And
is it as good as that? What's that one platinum game that you tried to platinum for me that you were having trouble with? Him and Her.
Oh my god! Him and Her Collection.
Yeah, is it easier than that?
Fuck that game.
When you mention cutesy platformer, I just picture that.
No, this is so much more cute. It's like pixely, and it's so inviting. Unlike fucking Him and Her Collection, which
but why won't you buy
this? Because it's... Because I have games that are like it just in my library already, like Him and Her Collection. But fuck that game. Him and Her Collection looks like it's going to be easy, and then they're like, just kidding. You're going to hate your life because these puzzles are not a good time. This game, much easier.
Nice.
Much easier. I still didn't make it to the end of the demo, but it's easier.
I feel like those games are nice every once in a while where you're just like, I just beat this horrendous ass kicking game. I'm going to treat myself to just a breezy, cozy game.
Yes.
Cool.
What about you, Davey?
Speaking of ass-kicking games, my first demo of two I've only played two recently, was the Contra Operation Galuga. I believe that's Galuga. How you say it. Galuga?
Galuga doesn't sound right, but I think I've been hearing people pronounce Galuga? It that way.
Yeah. But this is WayForward's remake of the original Contra game. It's published by Konami, so I mean they're working in partnership with them. It is literally just like an update of the NES or the arcade game.
Is it really?
I think most people... Pretty much, yeah.
I thought it was like a reboot.
Cutscenes. Yes, also.
So it's a remake, reboot, I guess. But it's not brand new, technically.
No. Weird. I mean, like, they added a story, but, like, the levels are the same.
Weird.
You get new characters. Like, I think there's a new weapon, even. But it plays like original Contra. But, I mean, better because, you know, modern. It's updated graphics. It has, like, that WayForward style. But it does have the difficulty of the original Contra, though I bet you...
The code works.
I wonder if it does. I was just thinking about it. I didn't try that.
It probably does.
Probably does. Or does something. It might be, like, a trophy or something. It's like, you thought that would work, huh?
Yeah.
I bet that'd be a thing.
That makes it gives you one life and you have, like, one... I guess you're always one hit kill. It, like, screws you over instead.
But yeah, it is Contra. I think there's some voice acting, anime style graphics. If you've played any WayForward game, you kind of know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think WayForward's a really good developer. And I enjoyed my time playing the Contra demo, but I don't need to own it right now. I played on PlayStation 5. I'm pretty sure the demo is available on basically anything because the game is available like everywhere. I think it just came out too.
Really?
Either this week or last.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
I think. So, but yeah, if you're a fan of Contra, I think you should definitely at least give the demo a shot. I think the full game would probably be a good purchase for you. I enjoyed my time, but I will not be picking this up right away. But I did put it on my wish list on PS5 because it feels like $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, $10, and I'd be in on that pretty quickly, I think.
Honestly,
that'd be a fun time. I could get you to play with me and like, or even Amy. You know, we could get somebody in here. And we'd rock and roll on that, I think, for a bit or a night.
I feel like that's a game where a demo kind of sounds surprising to me. I don't know. Like, I guess I don't know what games need, like, deserve demos. I definitely know what games need demos. The weird ones where you need to actually play it in order to understand what is happening. I feel like the Rabbids games for Mario. Or for the Switch. I was begging for the longest time for them to come out with a demo for the first game, and I don't think they ever did, but they came out with a demo for the second game.
The second one.
Even though I bought it before even trying out the demo. But yeah, weird games like that need demos. Next game is a game that I checked out a demo for. I don't think it was for Next Fest. I think it was just something that I saw online, and then I enjoyed the demo so much that I just ended up buying the game because I think it was coming out like a few days later. And it's called Summer House, and it's on Steam. It's made by a solo developer who goes by Friedemann, and it is this cozy house building game. And that's all you do. There's no rules, there's no winning, there's no losing, there's no story, there's no nothing. It's just this really cute pixelated game, but it's these chunky pixels that actually have movement to them. So when you put stuff, like if you put a clothesline out, like the clothes actually move and stuff, and it's really just cozy. And for a few weeks ago, I would just post up in bed with this game and an audiobook and just casually build houses, because you can choose from different styles of backgrounds. Like you can do it in the forest or in the desert or by a lake or something. And it's cool. And so the controls are really simple, where you just have unlimited use of all these pieces. There's like different walls and everything's kind of categorized on the left side of the screen. There's walls and windows and doors and roofs. And then there's these another category that's kind of just extra stuff like pipes and fences and plants and all this stuff to make your houses look cool. But what I really like about it most, I think, is just that there's no physics to contend with and everything really overlaps. And so I am annoyed by games like Animal Crossing or The Sims where you can't, like, if you put a, you can't put a couch just like as close to the wall as you want. Like, there's always a grid to kind of fight with. And this game, for the most part, everything overlaps. So you can, you don't have to put like a wall directly next to a wall. You can kind of overlap them a little bit and they'll just kind of mesh to each other, or you can shift it up so it's not even. And you can do that with every item in the game. And so you can kind of create these really unique asymmetrical looking buildings, and it's really satisfying. And they do some, he does some cool things where once you finish building your house, or if you ever finish, because I find myself always tweaking them, there's like a replay button where it pops all the pieces in at once, and it shows you building the house and how you built it, and it's really satisfying to watch. Yeah, and it is really just like the epitome of cozy for me, and it's got really great sound effects when you plop the pieces down, almost like building Legos. And I think it's only $5 on Steam, and so I was just like, "Yep, I'll do it." And last thing, I built a house and I really loved it, but I couldn't figure out how to get rid of the AI because I was playing it on Steam Deck, the UI, because I was like wanting to take a screenshot of it, and so I tweeted the guy. And like a couple hours later, he tweeted back saying how to do it, like how to get rid of the UI. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Okay, real quick question, maybe two. It sounds like it's one of my favorite things about The Sims that you just were talking about, sort of, was giving myself infinite money, basically, and then designing a house the way I wanted it. So are there
limits on like what you can add in? Okay, I guess I should probably explain it a little better. It's the outside of a house. And it's only 2D. And so you're basically designing the front of a house in a way. I can show you guys the trailer for it. But it's better than that. Than that sounds. I guess
follow up question.
Yeah.
Do you have to unlock, like, do certain tasks to unlock things?
No,
all available from start, and it's just a vibes game.
Yeah, it's a vibes game. There are unlockable pieces, but they're mostly just, like, it'll add, like, a dog to a mailbox or something. Like, instead of a mailbox, it'll be a mailbox with a dog underneath it. And that's the thing that I kind of got into today, but it's a little obtuse. But of course, the internet's the internet, so they're like, if you put these two windows next to each other, you'll unlock this character. And I'm like, that's a kind of a cool thing to follow. I'm down with that. And you can discover this naturally. But me being the kind of achievement hunter that I am, I just kind of ran down the list. But there's only a handful. But yeah, for the most part, they just give you all the building blocks from the start, which I kind of like too. But yeah, I'll send you guys a trailer for it too. But yeah, it is. It's made by one person, so it's not the most complex thing ever. But it is just really cool little project. And yeah, if you, post up with a audiobook or music or something, it's just a nice chill time. And $5. I've already gotten $5 worth of entertainment out of it. So. Summer House. I want to say it is only on Steam as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if it makes it to Switch or something. Anybody else have any? Amy, you got another one.
I do.
I have another one too.
You guys both have another one. I was the only one who talked about two. Why did I feel like you guys have been talking forever? Just kidding.
You're the one who's been talking forever.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, on that note, I played Ghost Trick on PS5.
I'd like to try that.
I got thoughts.
I do too, but only because it made me feel really stupid.
Did it make you feel stupid because the demo would not stop telling you just what to do?
Yes. But...
Oh, Amy, you're still
here. I also just felt stupid.
Okay.
Trying to do puzzle. It's a mystery solving puzzle game, essentially. You have to find, well, you don't have to, but in the demo, you're working toward finding out why someone was killed, why they're connected to a specific character and things like that. You don't really find anything out in the demo, obviously. That would defeat the purpose. But you can bend time, possess items in order to manipulate the environment, which is kind of cool. But doing all of it at once, while they do tell you everything you have to do, I still felt a little dumb at times, just because some things were fucking difficult to me, because I was like, I would have never thought to move that one thing in order to do this one other thing. So that being said, I would probably purchase it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I never actually got through the demo. I don't know if the demo that you played on consoles was different than the demo that I think it was also on this in the Steam Next Fest. I never got through it because there's just so much tutorialization of them saying, now move this thing in order to knock this thing over. And
it does that for about that they, like 20 minutes, but it's two full chapters of the game. So okay.
I do remember it being a pretty chunky thing. I kind of like the concept, but yeah, it almost felt a little too.
There's a lot going on.
Do you get the feeling that you can kind of experiment with solving stuff?
I think that's the point. I think the demo was kind of for people who might not have like creative, like problem solving things. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think the point is to kind of do it on your own after you've figured out how to make it work a couple times.
Because that's what would get me more interested in it, if it was almost like The Incredible Machine, which is this old PC game back in the day where you like create chain reactions in order to solve like little puzzles. Mm-hmm. But there's also like a timing based thing with Ghost Trick, right?
Yeah.
Like you had to be, quick time, about it. No, but you had to be quick about it, yeah. Right?
But that was the thing that in the demo that kind of annoyed me, was it was kind of like beat the clock, but there was always something talking to me while I was supposed to be beating the clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope you're stopping the clock, because I cannot listen to you and do the objective at all. But like I said, I think because the second chapter wasn't that much... It wasn't as
handholdy. Yeah,
the art is pretty cool too.
Yeah,
it's a Capcom game, right?
It's Did you look into that game? Because it's like a remake or like a
Yeah, because it's like a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah,
or DS?
Yeah, it's like a remake or report or something. It's not a new game, but it's a new release.
Yeah, I think it's just a re-release, like maybe upgraded, but I don't remember. I can look into it, but
yeah, as far as games that need demos, this one would fall under that.
Yeah.
Cuz yeah, it's super duper weird. You didn't check that one out, Dave? Or you were,
no, not yet. I didn't realize there was a demo for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the game for it. It has like a cult following, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how weird. Maybe I need to see trailers for the game and see if like the type of scenarios it gets to. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe that first part of the demo is definitely not like a
good... I played it for a good hour and a half. I mean, it's... Wow. It's chunky, but
yeah,
the two chapters are incredibly different from each other. So
cool.
Yeah. Yes.
But it was okay. Well, I'm gonna take this in a different direction. And the other demo I played was Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom.
Love
goes
it.
Vroom?
Yep. Vroom.
Nice.
It is, and actually, I'm just going to take this from the
and you
store
and you
John
love
Steve.
Crazy Taxi.
No, this is not like that.
No, but you you do love.
Well, yes, I love Crazy Taxi. But this game is not like that at all. I'm going to read their quick blurb. Make full use of your advanced moveset to navigate handcrafted retro worlds without a jump button in this vibrant love letter to the N64 era of collectathons. So what this game looks like is it's a 3D platformer where you're a little taxi with a little wind-up like
thing.
That's
adorable.
So you can go straight and move around. And there is no jump button, but you have like special moves you can do to kind of navigate the world.
Mm.
And the 3D worlds look like the old Sonic the Hedgehog 2D levels, but made in 3D. Like, think of
like a loop-de-loops and stuff.
Green Hill Zone.
Yeah.
But in like 3D, and that's what kind of this looks like.
Cool.
I'm sure there's more different worlds, but
yeah,
the demo doesn't have that much. So yeah, you're collecting like gold coins, you can like smash objects to get other collectibles. You're platforming up various like vertical levels or like doing other things to like progress through the landscape. And it's actually like surprisingly fun.
Nice.
I love the look of it and the style. It definitely looks like a old 64 game. They're one of the main characters in the game is called Morio. So, I mean, they know what
yeah.
they're doing.
Yeah.
It seems like it has a pretty good sense of humor.
Mm.
But the actual just moving around and platforming and figuring out how to get from like A to B in your little car without a jump button feels pretty awesome.
That's cool.
And it just came out this week. So it has like it's like normally $17 and right now it's only $15.29. And I'm very seriously considering just buying it.
Nice. Yeah.
It's on my wish list. And I might wait for a demo or a price drop. Like for like $10, because that'd be a buy for sure then. But $15.29 is not a terrible price, and I might just support them because I think this is a cool little game. Developed by Panic Arcade, published by those awesome guys. I think it's Steam only.
Yeah,
I don't know though.
And speaking of Steam and demos,
it's great on
though,
the Steam Deck. It works very well.
One of the main selling points for me picking up a Steam Deck was the being able to have access to these demos and stuff, because
yeah, actually I'm
is nuts. And also I feel like you said this game looks kind of like a Nintendo 64 game. I feel like that style of graphic is having a resurgence right now, especially with platformers. Like I feel like especially on Steam,
like
I've seen
the kids who like started gaming on these systems are now old enough to program games, you know, or develop games.
I have at least one game on my wish list that is, it's like a 64 looking game, but it's a 3D platformer. I think I've sent it to you, but it's another case where I really want it to be really cheap. But yeah, I mean, as long as it plays really well, that's the main thing with that style of game.
It plays awesome. I think the graphics are like kind of like it looks a little better than your standard 64 game. There's like no fog for one thing, but it nails the kind of look. And yeah, it's just surprisingly fun.
Nice.
And it's goofy. I mean, I bought a hat for my car.
I love that.
Using some of the things I collected. Yeah, it was a little beanie with like a propeller.
Speaking of goofy, I got to send you. I don't know if the demo is still available, but I checked it out during.
It's pretty good.
During the Next Fest. And it is this really silly game. Honorable mention, just real quick, because I ended up buying a game tonight that I checked out a demo for at the Steam Next Fest. That's Pepper Grinder, which I don't know if I don't know if there's a demo on on Steam or on. There might be one on Switch because I think it's on Switch too. It was one of the best demos at the Next Fest, and it's weird because it's for a type of game that I'm not usually into, kind of like platforming collectathons, but it's cool. It definitely has some difficulty spikes, but I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
Cool. Volume one, Demo Derby. I need to come up with like a good song or something. I was trying to ask Lisa about it tonight because it's like, I've never been to Demolition Derby or like Monster Trucks or anything, but
Man, the Worcester Wayne County Fair, they do Demo Derbies.
So do you think that it needs do you think it needs to have fair music? I was like, I don't think Demolition Derbies and Monster Trucks and stuff have a quote unquote music associated with them besides just like,
I don't think rock
but I don't know, for some reason I thought that there'd be some kind of genre that I could pull to for this volume of episode, but anyway,
country rock.
Cool. I think that was
do you want to state your demos real quick and just say yes or no and people playing them? We'll go around, just say your two.
Yeah, I mentioned The Land Beneath Us, which is it's no longer a demo on, or no, it is on, there is a demo on Steam, I hope. Actually, I didn't even check. I still have access to my Steam demo. The Land Beneath Us on Steam, yeah, I definitely recommend it. There's a demo still. Cool. And then I also talked about Summer House on Steam. And there is not a demo available, but I recommended it enough to buy it myself.
Cool.
Amen.
Cherry Tower. I would not recommend buying the game. But the demo is cute. And Ghost Trick. I do want to get it. And it's going to be so frustrating.
Even though it made you feel dumb.
Interesting.
If okay, I don't
this is
play...
why I asked this question, because I wasn't sure how Amy felt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I play Souls games where I have no idea how to kill things and it takes me like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It would be stupid if I was like, I couldn't manipulate the environment. Like
me.
I'm not playing it because I couldn't figure out where to put my soul flame. Like it just seems kind of ridiculous to me. And if it's something that isn't too expensive, yeah, I mean.
Oh, Cherry Tower came out last year, apparently.
And okay. I didn't even look that up.
And the game is only $2.50.
I still wouldn't get it, guys.
Ooh.
Still wouldn't get it, guys. Play the demo. It's enough. It's enough.
If it's the game is $2.50, you probably played about half the game.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. I play the demos for Operation Galaga, Thousand Places 5. I recommend playing the demo because I'll definitely influence whether or not you want to buy it. It's not a must buy for me. And I also play the demo for Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom, and I put that on my wish list immediately after I played the demo, and I'm contemplating buying it right now.
Nice. The grid on the grass in Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom is not trying to be discreet. Like it's just like it is, yeah, Sonic, like you were saying.
That's yeah, crazy. It's like Sonic levels, but like in the Mario 64 style.
Yeah.
Or yeah. But it looks like old Sonic levels too. Mm-hmm. It's a neat game.
Cool. Awesome.
Cool.
Well, that'll do for episode 359 of On the Rocks. Make sure to follow us on everything that you can follow us on. You can email us at podcastotr@gmail.com. And what do we have cooking, people? Some stuff. We still haven't done the book thing yet. Well,
that is so true.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
It's going to be so hard for me to pick a couple.
Well, we might take a week off because, we just did. We went like almost a month without doing an episode, but then we just recorded two back to back in a week. So, we got some things. Maybe I'll talk about one of the little games, or I'll make Dave talk about one of the little games, or we'll just talk about Helldivers some more. We could do that, right?
I mean, there's new War Bonds and things. It's not like you can't start up with. No, I think it came out. Didn't it come out?
It came out today. It's today.
Did it come in today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buying it.
Let's do it. Okay.
I don't have enough super credits.
For Super Earth.
I'm only like 16 medals away from getting that gun, Amy.
Look at you.
This is Guile.
This is Dave.
And this is Amy.
Sign off. Demo.